Welcome to Scudline. The date is April 13th, and this is Remy Marchessault with your Friday newscast. In a recent development, Paul Bernardo was charged with possession of a prison shank earlier today. He's facing charges of possessing a homemade weapon for the purpose of committing an offense if found guilty. This weapon was allegedly found in his possession on February 9th, 2018. Bernardo was serving his 25-year sentence for his previous murders and rapes at Millhaven Institution Maximum Security Prison. He became eligible for parole last year. The trial will continue on May 18th as requested by his lawyer. The first funeral was held Thursday, paying respect to one of the 16 victims killed by the highway accident last week. Tyler Bieber, 29, was a play-by-play announcer for the Humboldt Broncos and was following the team during the accident that killed another 15. The ceremony was attended by hundreds of locals from the small Saskatchewan town of Humboldt, and $10 million were raised for the families of the victims. Canadians also commemorated the victims by wearing their favorite hockey jersey in what was called Jersey Day. Two men were rushed to the hospital after being stabbed minutes apart at 1 p.m. near the Clinton and Harvard area. One man was stabbed in the chest while the other in the neck, according to police. Both were rushed to the nearest trauma center, where they are being treated for life-threatening injuries. Police are looking for two suspects, both of which were present during each stabbing. Toronto Constable Allison Douglas Cook warns the public to keep their distances and contact police if they spot the suspects. A 41-year-old Brampton man has been arrested following a shooting that has left two in critical condition. He is charged with attempted murder, aggravated assault, and firearms charges. The shooting happened at a house near Clementine Drive and Pergola Way at around 8 p.m. The suspect, who is known to one of the residents of the home according to investigators, was arrested at 2 a.m. The victims include a man in his 60s and a woman in her 40s, who are still in critical condition. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has shortened his South America trip to negotiate with the Alberta and BC Premier on the Kinder Morgan pipeline. The Kinder Morgan project would be the most recent addition to the Trans Mountain pipeline if completed. Kinder Morgan, which is funding the project, has expressed doubts that the pipeline would be built and has cut all non-essential funding. Trudeau, who is pushing for the pipeline to be built, will try to ease doubts on its construction deadline. While 200 protesters have been arrested in BC since March, Indigenous activists oppose the pipeline's construction, stating that they should be consulted first. Information has been leaked from former director of the FBI James Comey's latest book on the Trump campaign. The book, called A Higher Loyalty, has been in the works since Comey was fired by Trump earlier this year and is highly critical of the president. Comey writes in his book that he believes Trump functions like a mafia boss. U.S. President Donald Trump has commented on the former director, calling him a weak and untruthful slimeball on Twitter after news of the book reached the White House. Trump also denies any of the information as being true. This was Remy Marchessault reporting for Scudline News. For more up-to-date content, check out our website.